Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Zo, alert me if we have calls. You gotta let me know, buddy. Zo's in charge of the phones today. Kyrie Irving spoke yesterday, did a press conference in Boston, promoting his movie. That's what he was meeting up with the reporters. First time since March that he's spoken. He promoted the day, spent his day promoting Uncle Drew.
Good movie, by the way.
Yeah, talked about how it sucked to be sidelined for the postseason. Didn't enjoy that one bit. Talked about his team, talked about the challenges, talked about the rehab, and then, of course, naturally, was asked about LeBron James and whether or not he would play with LeBron James. That, to me, is the most important question of the day. Could you play with LeBron? What's his answer going to be? And he gave one without really saying yes or no, but he gave one about the business. We'll play it for you.
Obviously, the speculation from the outside is inevitable. So, you don't really try to control that narrative. You try to focus on what's important, what we need for going until next year, being aware of who we have now and what we're capable of and things that we need to kind of fix or, get done and, just go from there.
That's just on the rumors and speculations, more directly on playing with LeBron.
Kyrie, if there was an opportunity to have you reunited with LeBron James, is that something you'd be open to or against?
Like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot, so, we'll see what management decides.
What a worldly traveler.
We'll see what management decides.
Like, he's a 14-year vet. In this business, I've seen it all. You haven't seen anything yet, man. You got traded to a team. You didn't get to go there and build it your way. LeBron's done at it 4 different places. That guy's seen everything, not you.
Yeah, I don't get that. I've seen it all. What have you seen? What have you seen that's so?
You got shipped out of the town after being drafted number one overall by the team that drafted you. Now, granted, they put you in a pretty good spot, but they traded your ass off a NBA Finals
we'll
champion.
See what management team. Decides.
I mean,
that's
more he talks. Yeah. It's I don't know. I like him. He's a good player. It's a great player. Not a good player.
Hardy,
he's a great player.
Could you work with Troop again? We'll see what management decides.
Hardy.
How am I supposed to take that? I'm supposed to take that as a no. I don't want to play with that guy. I don't want to work with that guy.
Yes, of course I could. And no, that's you answer that way when you don't want to answer.
Hey, thank you. That's my point.
Troop. No.
Zoe's going to swallow that, whatever it was he was about to say.
Timely comedic moment.
Timely comedic moment there. I would say that that answer is a no, I don't want to play with LeBron. Without having to say it.
That's Brady being asked about Belichick.
Pleading the fifth.
Plead the fifth.
That's a pleading of the fifth type of
moment.
You know,
he's a really good coach for me.
So I think the idea that these two could play together and put them on the same team, I think we should forget about that. We've kicked it around the last few days. You might be able to get them on the same
team. Doesn't matter
page,
if we do it.
Reunite them? I don't think so.
Danny ain't doing it. Danny's not kicking it to the curb. Danny will do anything. Danny thinks he can put the super team together with those two. He'll do it.
That's an interesting thought. I'm going to put both of you on the same team.
Brad, make it work. You're getting paid $8 million this year. Make that work.
But it would only be that scenario would only be for 1 year because then Kyrie would leave in free.
Well, here's the thing, too. Does that screw up the whole dynamic of the offense and the spacing and motion and movement if it's Kyrie and LeBron and pick the other three, Horford, Tatum, whatever? And it had to be Hayward. No, it wouldn't have to be Hayward because Hayward would probably be out.
Yeah,
if Kyrie stayed
in that scenario,
so Hayward would be out. So it'd be Tatum. Wow, Tatum, Brown, Kyrie, LeBron, and Horford.
Yeah, that's your starting five.
I'll take that.
Can you make that work?
You think work. Brad? Can you make that work? Brad, Mr. Basketball.
Yeah.
I think that could work. I think it could. And that would be forcing them to play together, and you would have 1 year of that. And then you'd be, you know, depending on what happens with LeBron, you might have LeBron. That would be a horrible scenario. That I will give Hardy credit for. If you had it all for 1 year, and then you had just your young kids, which is fine. You still have building blocks, but it makes the job a little harder.
Yeah.
That is a very short window. That a one-year window is unacceptable. It has to be more than 1 year.
Yeah.
Minimum 2 years to
minimum
do something.
Minimum two. I'm fine for a two-year deal. People say three or four. I'd take two.
1 year cannot happen.
Yeah.
Then you've really just given up on everything. Because you still have Gordon Hayward under contract for years to come.
You want to take a couple calls here? We got some calls. We've been talking about everything. We've been talking about the Patriots.
Patriots as well.
We talked briefly about the U.S. Open. Let's go to Mark in Medford. Let's talk about LeBron. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Zoe?
Hey, what's up?
You'd think if LeBron did come here, you'd probably see a different LeBron James. And what I mean by different is that he wouldn't have to play coach. He wouldn't have to play GM. All he would have to do is just play basketball.
So he does. I mean,
but that's what
it's to what we're
saying.
Yeah, Mark. Playing basketball.
Right. It's less pressure for him.
Who he's playing with, because we got one of the best coaches in the league.
I said this yesterday. He goes to LA. The pressure of the world's on him. He's got to build it. He's got to coach it. He's got to make the moves. And then he's still got to beat Golden State, which he's not going to do out there yet. I don't think so. I don't think regardless of the team he puts together out there, even with Chris Paul, I still don't think they beat Golden State. Because you got too many ancillary pieces with the Lakers. So you come here, you tell Brad Stevens, coach everybody else up, LeBron, play your game. We're going to make it work around you. And you're going to listen to me, too. I'm going to draw stuff up for you. And we're going to make the game easier for you. Where you're going to labor less, man. And you're going to be a better player for it. All right? Let's go to Elia. Wants to talk to Hardy.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Hardy.
Yeah.
You think Tiger's got a shot to at least be in the top 10 this weekend? I think he's won. He's got to play his first match on Thursday, tomorrow. I think he's got to play that really good. You know, the last two or three tournaments he's been in, he's really boned it the first day, but he's played hot the last three. So I think four hot days of Tiger, I think Sunday might be a day you call your friends about. What do you think, Hardy?
I mean, he's got a shot at a top 10, but to try and predict the winner of this major or any of the past 11 majors is a fool's errand. The 11 different guys have won the last 11 major championships. And among those, only one of them has won more than once.
Can I tell you why he's got a shot?
Sure.
Because he's staying on the yacht. Simple as that.
Bad commute, though. Like more than an hour
it's
in traffic
it.
Getting
it's
back
worth
and forth.
Does he have a helicopter on the back of that yacht?
It's worth it. It's worth it with the party that's going to go on that yacht. Hardy, you know the yacht was a part of the Tiger story before the downfall. I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. The yacht
yacht
was a centerpiece.
Factored in, yeah.
The yacht was definitely something that had.
Does it have
him
a helicopter? Does it have a helicopter on it?
I don't know if it's.
I don't know what kind of visitors the yacht will have this week, but something tells me Tiger's feeling like the old Tiger again when he made it a point to
get that back
not
loose.
Stay in a hotel
get that
or
back
stay
loose.
Near the course. But you know what? Let's bring the yacht.
What would even be
Let's
worse?
Let's bring the yacht with us.
Is that if Tiger has a top 10 finish and he's nowhere even, doesn't even sniff being able to win it. If you know, somebody liked it. Do you know who won last year's U.S. Open, by the way? I'll give you guys 150 guesses.
Last year?
Yeah.
No idea.
Brooks Koepka. Yeah. So yeah, let's say Brooks Koepka or someone like him, you know, has a four-stroke lead going into Sunday and, you know, builds on that and ends up winning by five or six. And then second place is the third. I mean, Tiger could be a top 10 finish and finish 10 strokes off the lead. It's not necessarily anything to get, you know, your skirt blown up over if he doesn't really have a chance. The question is, does he have a chance? Does he have a chance to win? An outside one.
155-foot yacht named Privacy.
Privacy.
Oh, I like that.
Is that big enough for a chopper? Can you?
No. It does not have a helipad on the back. No.
You just need one on top.
What, a Bruins score?
You put it right up there on top.
Parked in Sag Harbor, New York. 155-foot boat.
Nice.
I mean, there is nowhere to stay in New York. He had to bring the boat. You know, he just had to.
If I had a boat like that?
Had to bring the boat.
Might do that.
Can you ski off that boat? You do? Can you tube off that boat?
I imagine you could do something off the back of it.
It's pretty churned up, though.
Quit playing with your dinghy. That's what Tigers do on the week of the U.S. Open. Your calls on the Celtics and Kyrie Irving. Doesn't sound like he's too excited about the possibility of playing with LeBron again. There is that, and also the Patriots canceling OTAs. Their final 2 days are no longer. They're done until training camp. We're discussing that as well.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly. So I can talk fast. 95.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Zo, take it away.
All right, let's go to Russian roulette. Let's go to Mikey. What's up, Mike? Mikey, hey. In a car.
Yeah. Hey. So a couple minutes ago, you guys were talking about the fact that the Patriots cannot trade Gronk, and Brady needs Gronk, and nobody wants to see Gronk traded. So, to me, that says that those two guys have 100% leverage and can
do whatever
they want. And that's why they're skipping OTAs, and now the team is skipping OTAs, and they're in control. They can do whatever they want.
No doubt about it. No doubt.
Okay.
They have control.
Does Gronk? If this is true, the coach already tried to trade him.
Coach needs.
And consider trading him, and probably wouldn't be afraid to consider it again. That's not having leverage. He's not trading the quarterback. He can't. That's not happening. I'm not going
to
trade
him.
But
when you pick and choose what you want to do and how you want to train, and you show up and you're instantly inserted into the number one offense, kind of, it's your deal. That crap wouldn't have flown back in my day. You ain't around, you're starting third on the depth chart. Not that they'd do that to Brady or Gronk. See, that's why I think there's an agreement here. They understand when they're going to be there, and they're okay with it. Remember, it was them, the coach, the organization, stressed the word voluntary this year. Not the players. That didn't come from the players.
Voluntary.
Remember that day when that press conference happened? I almost fell off my chair here. Voluntary. What?
He said voluntary, and then you shut your microphone off.
Yeah, I'm talking voluntary.
That was the end of your thought.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think the tight end has the same amount of leverage at the quarterback.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's my point. It's not the same.
But I think
it's not one and the same.
I think the threat to trade the tight end, too, is to get his ass going and saying, I'm going to play. And let's just get your head engaged. All right.
But I also think the team
knows
that.
Stop stammering.
Tom Brady,
you don't know what you want to do.
Tom Brady's not going to actually use all the leverage. He's not going to hold out.
No.
He's not. When training camp begins, he'll be there.
Oh, he'll be there.
He'll be there. Gronk will be there. And I think they sort of know. Well, I don't know. Maybe Gronk won't be there. I don't know what's going to happen with his contract and how far he's willing to take that. Seeing one report this week that he was afraid of being out there. He doesn't want to be out there during the OTAs because he's risking injury and doesn't want to do anything that isn't mandatory at this point.
Oh, please.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I find to be. There's some hogwash for you. That's fear of injury.
That's hogwash.
During OTAs. So I don't buy that.
Couple more calls here. Celtics, yeah. LeBron.
Please.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Joe, who's down in Providence. What do you got, Joe?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Zo, you know you're the man, right?
Hell yeah, I got my own shirt.
Yeah, I figured it was. You know, any other sport, any other GM, this is like such a fruitless fantasy sports conversation, but with Danny, like it's all real. And Kyrie's only got 1 year left on his deal. If Danny talks to LeBron James, LeBron says, hey, I want to sign a three-year deal, trade Kyrie, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Sure.
The guy's the best player in the world, hands down, end of story. He beats us all the time. You get that guy on this team with Brad, sky's the limit. We're winning championships, end of story. You got Terry behind him. I don't see any sort of way that Danny's not going to go after LeBron and say, like, hey, whatever it takes, we'll get it done. And then you take Kyrie. How about you trade him to New Orleans and ask for Boogie Cousins? And a one-year expiring deal.
Okay, so,
maybe. I mean,
so under your scenario, LeBron is a free agent. LeBron is not getting traded by the Cavs, right?
Yep.
All right, let me say for a minute that you have to trade for LeBron because the easiest way to do it is to have him pick up his option in Cleveland and then get traded. Would you do it with only the guarantee of 1 year with LeBron?
I'd take a guaranteed year of LeBron over a guaranteed year of Kyrie any day of the week.
Well, that's the best way of looking at it because isn't it the same thing? Assuming that the trade is for Kyrie, that makes sense. Well, you've only got 1 year guaranteed to Kyrie. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking about Gordon Hayward, I think it's a different situation. And that's what Cleveland is going to want back. They wanted Gordon Hayward when he was a free agent. They expressed interest in him before, and the money is a better match.
See, that's the funniest thing in all of this, that you know, just by that statement there, he's the greatest player in the world, you take him because instantaneously he gets you in to become a competitor, and you're in the finals, basically, which you are. And the people that don't want him say that he's a team killer, that he tears your team apart. Coach killer, team killer. How are you a coach killer or team killer when you're in the finals every freaking year? There's a reason you're in it. Because he's the best player in the world. And if you have a shot at him, you go get him. I'd do it. The whole Kyrie hesitating thing, and I understand how you had to answer it because there's more money out there, yes, next year. I don't know. I don't like the way he talked at that thing yesterday. Premiere of his movie, pumping up his movie. Let's go to Matt in Worcester. You're up next. What's up, Matt?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I just a little dynamic here. I don't know if you guys have touched on it yet, but how much of a role do you think that the relationship Brad and Gordon Hayward has together will play a role in this? I know Gordon Hayward will probably be the odd man out. Does Danny Ainge come to Brad Stevens and say, hey, look, he's got to go. We're getting LeBron. And if that's the case, do you lose, you know, the trust of Brad or?
No, it's Danny's call because he's the GM.
Right. So you just say, sorry, Brad, he's got to go. We're bringing LeBron.
Part of the business. And then Brad would have to deal with it. Yeah.
Yep. Kind of, you know, expecting so much from Gordon Hayward and seeing 5 minutes of him would be kind of sad, you know, to just kick him off like that. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
617-779-0985. I don't think the coach is going to have much of a say. And if the coach did have a say, if they said, hey, would you do this? Would you trade Kyrie for LeBron? If that's the deal, what would he say? Now, what if it's Gordon?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Who's a better player, Kyrie or Gordon?
Are you sure he's going to be in love with that deal?
Probably going to feel bad for Gordon.
Well, yeah, but there's a personal element to
him. I understand
that.
But that's when you become that good coach, just like Belichick, you got to be able to separate those feelings.
Yeah, but the reason why, I mean, I think Brad Stevens is a big part of why he ended up here.
Yeah.
Is he not?
Yeah, he recruited him.
Is it Brad, they're going to feel some sort of guilt?
Yeah, but I mean, at some point, he's got to understand the business part of it.
He would feel guilt, but he's also probably...
excited.
No, he's aware enough that LeBron and Kyrie are oil and water. Not going to play together. Kyrie left Cleveland in part because was willing to leave Cleveland. He's like, yeah, I'm fine with this. No, I got traded, but he didn't. He wanted out. He did not want to play with LeBron anymore. Everybody wants LeBron to play. Everybody wants LeBron to play for their team. There's one guy, the best player on your team, does not want to play with him.
Well, if you're supposed to be one of the best coaches in the NBA, and I think he's heading towards that. We understand what Brad Stevens is and what he means. Isn't that his job, or shouldn't that be his challenge? Or say, you know what, I'm looking at this situation, I want to coach them, I'm going to make it work. That's his job. That's what you're paying the money to do. Not standing there with his hands on his hips. But that's what LeBron's got to also do, Hardy, if he's coming here. Understand what you're going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to be all
you. Oh, yeah, be a role player.
There we go.
Yeah, LeBron James, come in and be a role player.
We're
really happy to hear that you want to play off the ball, because the offense is going to run through Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie's going to bring the ball.
And he's going to distribute it to you when he feels that's the appropriate play. Stop it. And living in fantasy land, if you think Kyrie and LeBron will play on the same team. You got to be okay with getting rid of Kyrie to get LeBron here, and I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, I think we learned that yesterday. You can't have them both here. He doesn't sound on board with it at all. Well, man, we'll see what management decides. That's a pleading the fifth. That is, I'm not getting involved in that. I don't want to be the bad guy here, but I don't want to play with him. I've already gotten out of that situation once. I don't want to have to get out of
that's
it a second
time. That's pleading
the fifth. Yep. I'm going to avoid that question the best possible way that I can, without looking like a bad teammate or a guy who doesn't want to be teammates with somebody. I just want to say that's out of my hands, out of my control. That's up to management.
All right, we got a lot of Celtic calls here. LeBron in, LeBron out. You want him? Which guy would you give up for him? It's interesting, the Hayward stuff. Hayward stuff with Brad's angle and all that.
Personal element. Hardy has headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox and Orioles will go at it for a third and final time here this afternoon to wrap up the three-game set. 3:05 start. That's when Mookie Betts will be at the plate to lead off. He's playing right, followed by Andrew Benintendi and left. Xander Bogaerts, your shortstop. J.D. Martinez, the DH, in the cleanup spot. Rafael Devers will be at third. Eduardo Nunez at second and batting sixth. Then it's Brock Holt at first. Sandy Leon behind the plate. Jackie Bradley Jr. in center field and batting ninth. Chris Sale gets the start, 5-4 in the year with a 2.83 ERA. No more Patriots voluntary workouts this week. They canceled the last two after yesterday's session. FIFA announced today that the united bid between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. will host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Boston and Gillette Stadium, one of 23 candidate host cities in the bid, that'll be considered for hosting one of the matches in 2026. Revolution, by the way, in San Jose tonight. They take on the Earthquakes at 10:30. You'll hear that game here on the Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores. Receive a $25 gift card just for taking a test drive. Shop now at RonBouchardsAutoStores.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zoe leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. I got some Red Sox thoughts, a couple of quick ones, but we will not get to those yet. Get to those at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock. What do we have on the phone line, Zo?
I got a couple Celtics calls. Get in on it, 617-779-0985. Let's go to Jeff up in Nashua.
Hey, what's up, Zo?
Hey!
So, listen, I hear the Gordon Hayward stuff, and I think that's absolutely nuts. I guess you would call me a three-quarter green teamer, but I recognize greatness, and I would love LeBron, but not at the cost of Gordon Hayward. I like to keep the team young, and obviously him and Kyrie are not gonna coexist. But I don't want LeBron at the cost of Hayward, but I do want LeBron if that makes sense. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Well, you can't have the cake and eat it too.
I mean, I don't understand. If you want the greatest player in the world, that you don't understand the fact that you have to give something really
good. I love greatness. I love the player, but I don't want to give up anything up. Well, that's not possible.
It's a typical Boston response. We want everybody's
I don't know what
stuff
to do with
we
that.
Want to trade
I have no
nothing.
Idea what to do with that.
So maybe he wants to get rid of Kyrie. Huh? Let's go to...
That would be the easiest way to do it.
Let's go to Seth in the car. What do you got, Seth? What's up?
So how do you guys feel about the potential for free agents not trusting Danny Ainge to want to sign in Boston after we grab Gordon Hayward, tragic accident, 5 minutes into the season, and then he's gone. We never see him again. You think a free agent wants to pick up his family, pick up his life, move to Boston just to potentially get traded a year into it?
No, I think it's a danger and a risk you run.
Yeah,
if you do it, I think it's not good.
We talk about the future, but this is the future. This is the Danny Ainge. Unless we're going to eventually get rid of Danny Ainge, we need more free agents in the future. We want to keep growing.
I really don't think Gordon's going anywhere. I think he's here.
Exactly. He can't go anywhere.
Well, he can, but I also don't think... Listen, I don't know how eager other teams would be. I know Cleveland liked him, but now he's got this serious injury that he's coming off of. Is he an attractive piece? And they're both of these guys are. Kyrie and Hayward have injuries. So you're also trading at a down point, not that I think it would matter, depending on the situation, especially if you got LeBron as a free agent and sign him to a somewhat long-term deal of a specific window, 3 years, as you say. I think it'd be easier to do it because at that point, if you get that, you're not looking to maximize the return.
Right. Let's go to Matt in Framingham.
Matt?
Hold on. Crap.
Uh-oh. Oh, you didn't break down, did you?
There we go. Matt, what's up?
How you doing? I don't want LeBron under any circumstances.
Wait a minute.
I mean, number one, it's already been caused problems with Kyrie.
Are you Fugger Masses, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't even want him. Look at what he's already done with Kyrie. Now Kyrie isn't happy just because we're talking to the guy. And I don't want LeBron under any circumstances. I mean, what if in the 80s, after the Lakers beat us, and Magic, what? You think that Boston would be cool with Magic coming to the Celtics? No,
yes.
Of course not. Let him go to the Lakers and let's beat him. Or let him go to Philly and let's beat him. What's happened to the Boston sports fans?
What's the matter? You afraid of losing your soul?
Anthony Davis, something like that? Yeah. Let's make a trade like that. But not LeBron. Let's beat him, not join him. I don't understand the Boston
I'll explain it to you,
Matt. You're beating him so much.
It's been a whole year and a half since Boston sports fans have had a championship. And now they're getting itchy. Now they're getting antsy. Got to have one at the most you can have in between is 2 years.
Well, it's been a decade for the Celtics. Let's get that straight.
All right. Well, and all the Celtics fans are total hardcores. They don't bounce around from sport to sport.
They are the team right now that has gone the longest without a championship.
10 years.
It's been 10 years. They haven't had one in a decade.
You poor things, and you're almost certainly going to have
the... Other team has won at least one since Celtics' last one.
Right now, as it stands, if LeBron's going to leave Cleveland, you've got the best team in the East right now on paper.
If he goes to the West, yes.
If he goes to the West. And even if he goes to Philadelphia, it's a conversation. Hell, it's a conversation if he were to stay in Cleveland. You just took him to 7 games without your 2 best players. Oh, but you poor things can't handle the notion of going to go. We can't exist another game, another season without the best player in the world. You may have the best team in the East day one.
With the best player in the world.
Of the start of the next season. Without the best player in the world. You know that's what I meant.
No, I'm saying you could. I agree with you. You do have the favorite in the East.
Yes.
And you have the opportunity to add the best player in the world to it.
Not add. Yes, yes, yes. You got to take away major components in order to make that work. It's obnoxious and unnecessary. He's not coming here anyway. I'm going to start falling back on that one. It's not happening anyway. Go ahead and dream about it.
All right, Shaughnessy.
You big babies.
All right, Shaughnessy. The Akron Beacon Journal's Marla Ridenour was on ESPN LA 710 and had this. I heard this from his own lips, LeBron James, when we were in Houston this season. He does not like Houston as a city. So that would require him moving to a place that he's not crazy about.
I agree about Houston.
You don't like it?
I don't get it. It's just so big. It's so huge. I don't know where it starts. I don't know where it stops. The roads, the 5 lanes of roads. It's nothing but cement everywhere.
Cement.
I mean, do you guys like say, boy, Houston was a really nice city? I mean, it was okay. We dealt with it. I didn't hate Houston.
Well,
but you understand what I'm saying? When you go there and you play as a player.
I spent most of my time in the Energy Corridor, and I thought that was lovely.
There's a nice Waffle House out there and a Topgolf. Everything I need.
And we had to have the only radio producer that had no clue where any single barbecue place was in the entire city of Houston, which is massive, with thousands upon thousands of barbecue places, and Jim Louth couldn't find one. Kill him that night. I almost killed him that night. I really did. You don't let him drive, ever.
Houston is absolutely gigantic.
It is a sprawl.
It's too big. It is. It's too big. I understand why he wouldn't like it. You play in a city like Cleveland. You grow up in Ohio. You're kind of used to that, you know? You go down to Miami. Miami's not really a city. They have a couple big buildings downtown Miami. But you got South Beach. And then you got to go up to Lauderdale. And it's that stuff's spread out. But it's not like imposingly massive the way Houston is. You're overwhelmed in Houston. Houston overwhelms you. It's my take on Houston.
It's too big. It's too big, and you don't know where it starts and finishes, so you don't like it.
And all I heard was they had great barbecue, and we had one of the worst joints ever that Jim Louth found.
What do you mean?
And a strip
that was a great place.
It was good.
That
was good.
What the hell are you talking about?
It was good.
Not only that, the guy who was working gave you free food.
He sure did.
What did he give you?
Extra side of ribs and chicken.
Damn it. I thought he gave you sausage.
Zoe gets everything for free to begin with. But now, even in a place where they had no idea who he was.
I just smiled when I walked in. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Stop hitting your microphone, by the way.
I'm not hitting it.
Are you tapping your foot?
Yeah.
No?
No, he is. It's on his chest, and he's moving.
Oh. Here we go.
Now it stopped. Because Zolt, for some reason, brought in a lawn chair. And sitting in a camping chair.
All right, we got four calls on Celtics. You want to take any of these?
No, I want you to hang on to those.
We are loaded on Celtics calls. My God. Celtics fans, look at you.
Yes.
You don't want to lose your soul.
More of that is next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
/12:51 here on Zolak and Bertrand. You know, I was looking for that overlay, so of Houston over Rhode Island. So you take
that phone out.
That footprint of Houston and you put it over the state of Rhode Island, and it's easily more than half the state. Easily.
Oh my God.
That's the Beltway imprint outlined over Rhode Island.
Awesome.
That's huge. So LeBron doesn't like Houston, so cross him off the list.
Wow. Seven deep here on Celtics calls.
Go to it.
All right. A guy we haven't mentioned, really, much at all, Al Horford. Jay wants to talk about Al Horford. Go ahead, Jay.
All right.
What do you got on Al Horford?
Okay, so listen, I hear you guys talk about getting rid of Gordon Hayward. I hear you guys talking about getting rid of Kyrie Irving. I just don't understand. Why is Al Horford never mentioned?
I don't think anybody would want him.
You know, so but money wise,
it's not a terrible case to be made.
Right. You'd like to get the money off the books.
Doesn't he have a max deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, his deal's worth about $29 million.
How many max deals can you have on a team?
Three.
You'd have to
So if we cut Al Horford, technically speaking, we could bring in LeBron.
Well, not cut. You're not cutting him. You can't say we don't want you anymore. You'd have to trade him for LeBron. That's what you would have to do. That's the easiest way to facilitate. You got to trade one of these high-dollar players.
Yeah. Horford calls start to come in now.
There's more of that?
Yeah. Let's go to Brandon in the car. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on? Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Jay kind of stole my thunder there, but yeah. 100%.
Still back.
We can absolutely get rid of Horford without an issue. I mean, someone will take him. Somebody on the cap board.
But he does all the little things so well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, I'm not a green teamer like that, so I'm not one of those. We could stick a big, tall guy in there to get some boards. It's really not. Horford's not a key to this team, especially if you get LeBron. I mean, Horford and LeBron, we could make it work somehow with the cap. Last thing I wanted to say, Tiger brought the dinghy. He's winning the U.S. Open.
Yep, thanks. See?
Hey, nice.
You out there playing on the yacht? I'm sure there'll be some guests on the yacht this week.
How big is Tiger's dinghy?
155 feet, right?
No. He has to have a dinghy with it. The dinghy is the small boat that he's dragged behind.
It's at a dock.
But you still
want to
pop around.
To go from the yacht into, you know.
Do you? Yeah, I don't think you need to. With a boat that size.
I guarantee you.
With a boat that size, you need a smaller boat to go from where you put your boat to other places you want to go. But he is at a dock, though.
He doesn't need it.
So he's not anchored out.
He's at a dock in Miami, right? Is that where it is? Where is it? Down in Orlando, wherever they are?
It's docked in.
Keeps it in Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Yeah.
It's docked there, too.
I bet he's got a dinghy.
I bet his dock fee's high.
I bet he's got a dinghy that... Don't you ever... You know what the problem is? Here's the problem. Beto doesn't watch Below Deck, so he doesn't understand the yacht life. You watching the new season?
How about the Below Deck when they show up with the center console?
Are you watching the new season?
2250. I haven't watched the new season.
So this is a reality show. You guys have told me about this before.
Love it.
It's what? They work on the boats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a yacht crew, and then they get...
They're like in the Belize, Belize
like
Islands.
Like a new crew of DBs that come on every week.
Like these five kids, and they hang out.
Yachties,
they got the captain.
The yachties.
Yeah.
But they party, and they have a good time, and people come on their boat to party.
Beetle, they hook up. These yacht crew members, they're all young, tan, fit.
Tan.
Hmm?
What are their jobs on the boat? Like, you know,
scrub it.
Well, you got the
clean,
wait,
cook and clean,
serve
type things. I mean, it's not like the captain of the ship.
You got the deck crew. You got the stewards or the stewardesses. You got the chef. He's the You know, he's kind of his own guy.
You got the spiked hair. He kind of does his own thing. He's a good chef.
You got the captain.
Captain, he throws it down though. He's a power guy.
She.
Oh, it's a she now.
She.
What happened to the white haired guy?
I don't think you've been watching.
I haven't. I told you that.
I don't think you watched.
Said he hasn't been watching the new season.
Last season she was on.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
They clean the boat. They do the wash.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the what?
The wash.
The what?
The washer dryer. They wash your clothes. They got to wash, take care of your stuff.
Say that again. Mind. The what?
The wash?
Wash?
Let's go to my man Troy in Dorchester. What up, Troy?
Washer dryer.
How you guys doing today?
Just keeping it real, man.
Yes, sir. So I was just thinking, I'm really not an Al Horford guy. I'm not a LeBron guy either. But, I mean, height-wise, size-wise, you could just stick LeBron right where you got Al Horford, get Al out of here, finally, and still get a big. I mean, again, I'm not a LeBron guy. I do not want to advocate getting LeBron because I want to see what Kyrie can do. But if he's just mentally soft about somebody coming over, I mean, he's a good player, but he's got to have that kind of nasty mentality, and he seems like he's pretty soft. I mean, just from these last couple interviews.
Kyrie seems like he's soft?
Yeah, I mean, just mentally soft. Like, dude, shake it off. Like, you know, you're the point guard. You got to be nasty. You know, you got to have he should have said, you know, I don't care where LeBron goes. If he comes to my team, it's my team, you know, and he's going to have to follow suit. That would have been a pretty dog.
He's
going to
have the nasty.
You know?
True,
yeah, but
right.
he's not going to say that, number one, and you think, again, the revisionist history a few months ago. He's pretty good.
Gotta bring
the
nasty.
He's a good player.
Bring the nasty.
He's amazing.
Own it.
Did you not watch him?
Doesn't want to own it.
Have you not watched Kyrie Irving in the Celtics uniform?
You've asked that five times.
He's good.
But everybody who says he's like, he's good. He's good.
He's good.
No, he's not good. He's phenomenal.
He's a good player.
He's a phenomenal player.
He's an all-star.
Is 100% all-star. This guy makes the team.
All-star, yeah.
He is the team. And without him, you still went to 7 against LeBron.
You can make another team.
You don't think that... We already discussed this yesterday.
I don't understand the emotional attachment to Kyrie by anybody at this point.
You've got your team. Your team is in place.
To your kids or something?
You have your team. It's ready to go.
Ready to go, Beal.
You going to mess with it to bring in LeBron?
I just don't get the emotional attachment by anybody.
It's not an emotion. It's completely it's completely academic. This team is ready. This team is ready to go. The team without its two best players took LeBron to 7 games of the Eastern Conference Finals. Now you want to start blowing it up to get LeBron here. You don't need it. It's not necessary. This team is going to be ready day one of this upcoming season.
All right.
Put that team out there. That's my team's on the floor. My team's on the floor.
Yeah, our team be on the floor, too, with LeBron.
Yeah.
Let's go to Anthony down in Cranston, Rhode Island. Anthony, what up?
How you doing, guys? I tried to call yesterday, but I didn't get through. You know, LeBron James, I've been watching basketball since I was old. I've been a Celtics fan for like 40-something years. Yeah, LeBron James does have a great chance to go to L.A. or go to Boston and win a title because the two franchises, elite franchises. But LeBron James, you know, when he was in Miami, you know, and he was at Cleveland and left, the guy don't have no loyalty. I mean, you know, I'm looking at, like, the old players from, you know, Larry Bird and them guys. Larry Bird was in Boston all his life, right? But when the Celtics started to go, you know, get old and, you know, things started to drop down, Bird still was a Celtic. LeBron James, if he wanted to go to Boston, I don't think Danny Ainge would take him. If he did, I think Danny Ainge is crazy, but that's my opinion. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, the game has changed since then.
I'm all about LeBron.
The game's changed since then. Danny Ainge is one of the different GMs in the league that will do what it takes to make the team better. And you won't see it coming. That's the best thing about it. There aren't any rumors. I mean, just heard now about the Kawhi Leonard one, right? That happened in February. We're in June. Not a peep about it. Danny will do what he has to do. Basketball is different then. Everybody stay together. Those Pistons teams stay together. Those Bulls teams stay together. Lakers! Lakers stayed together. I mean, everybody jumped ship now. Now it's about making the money. Right? All these deals are what? One with an option. That's what you fear, is the risk of having a player for only 1 year. I'm going to do 90 seconds, get right back to these calls.
Okay.
We are loaded. Hardy, ready to go?
There you go.
How many times are you going to say we're loaded today? That's your new catchphrase. You put them in control of the call screener for one day.
I don't have to say, hold on.
We're locked and loaded.
Hold on.
Loaded on Kyrie. Loaded on LeBron. Loaded.
That wasn't my choice. It was by technical problem.
And now he left.
And now he's walking out the door. He's pissed off at us.
He's pissed at me.
Look what you did.
He's fine with you.
Look what you did, Hardy.
You've upset your brother.
Are you proud of yourself now? No, you proud of that? You shouldn't be.
They clean the boat. They do the wash.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the what?
The wash.